Beyonce says Blue Ivy is a cultural icon. K. Michelle drags Nicole Murphy. And Donald Trump is about to get impeached. Maybe. We'll talk about all that in this episode of Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, whoa.
Why do people want to do that?
I know. Right. Oh, yeah. Hey. Hey. Whoa. Right. We got the show me stayed up in here. Absolutely.
Everybody is kind of dressed down today, too.
We know. Dressed down? How you going to just attack us like that, though?
Wait, you said dressed down?
That's a good thing, like a little chill.
Oh, I didn't hear down. I heard up.
That's none of my business.
Right.
Right.
First of all, y'all look beautiful. I don't know what y'all look like.
Period. Okay, listen, we're going to talk about
Twitter.
Right. This black on black crime has got to stop. Right. I'm just tired. But what I'm not tired of is being here with y'all. It's been amazing. Yes. We got to introduce our entire panel. My name is Rocky Harrison to my left.
Well, you guys, it's Jamie Gray. Hey.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm Sierra Stafford.
What's up, y'all? It's the only non-sensitive one on the panel. It's your boy, Jay Lamar.
Oh, wait, non-sensitive?
I guess.
No, he just got ready for that heat.
Right.
Okay.
There we go.
Listen.
But that ain't something you gotta get ready.
You've been through this too long.
And what heat we're not getting is California. If you guys don't know, we are in Los Angeles based. It's getting a little chilly.
That's why I got the jacket, which I love though, because y'all know I have hot flashes. You know, I sweat a little bit. I need the weather to cool down, so I'm ready.
You know, them nights do hit you, but it's cool, I guess.
I need that cool breeze. Nights. Get those leggings on.
It's cuffing season.
So you're the type of person that sleep with your fan on, but you be under the covers.
Yeah.
I like it.
Wait, how are you?
We talked about that. You seriously? She got the AC and the fan.
Yeah. What's your AC on? Mine's on 76.
It's is that cold on 70? But I feel I feel like everybody thermostat is different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because 75 at my house is cold.
Yeah, it's cold in mine.
Exactly. But 70 in mine, I gotta have.
And
I don't
my
know,
puppy will
weird.
Be freezing. I feel so bad.
And I have like those not metallic floors, but like those concrete.
Okay. She got money.
Excuse me.
Period.
He said, "What
with the shiny teeth? No braces."
The floors are marble.
Right. I cannot deal.
My shiny teeth
I love
me.
Oh, goodness.
Right. Oh, goodness. And that's what we're saying with this next story. Because, oh, girl, my goodness. Amari Allen, 12-year-old girl. If y'all don't know her, y'all gonna know her after this story. Oh, she made national headlines when she said that she was beaten up and verbally harassed by three of her white classmates. These three white male classmates. She said that they cut her locks off and they called her hair nappy and ugly. The gag is, it was all a lie. And she came out about that today and said that she apologizes and that she was distraught that it all happened, but it actually never happened. Mm. So, thoughts, concerns, worries, prayers, blessings. What do y'all
think? I want to. You're really more concerned. I want to know
where's
the
point.
Why? I just have more questions than anything.
And mind you, she's actually in Virginia.
Is it Virginia? Not my hometown.
Let me make sure.
She's in Virginia. My thing is, her parents paid $12,000 a year to send her to that school.
Christian school.
So this is my thought process. As a 12-year-old, how else can I get out of this school that I don't like? I can watch social media and see all the stuff happening and seeing that if I accuse this school of racism, my black parents gonna pull me out of this school.
Yeah.
So I think that in her mind, she was thinking like, oh my God, if I say these people cut my dreads, all my family pulling me up out of this school.
So you think that's really what it was, or she just couldn't tell her parents like, hey, I don't like the school I'm in? You think it had to be that extent for that reason though?
I think that if your parents boost and brag about they're sending you to this school, they want you to be great, and at 12 years old, how else can you tell your parents if you don't have a voice? You know, in some black households, we didn't have some of us didn't have a voice. I had a voice in my household with my mom, a respectful voice, but in some households they don't have voices.
I kind of feel like she's being threatened a little bit. Like, it just, I'm not saying that she could not be lying, but it just seems very weird because, one, at such a young age, I mean, she's 12, so she kind of knows, she knows what's going on, but for her to strategically say that three white boys beat her up, calls her hair nappy and ugly, she's aware of the racial tensions between white people and black people, especially right now. It just seems like, I don't know. Like you said, Sierra, why would she do this? I kind of feel like she's being threatened to say that it actually didn't happen. And it's in Virginia. I mean, I don't know.
So you feel like... sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, because, you know, Virginia's my hometown. VA, two up, two down.
Let her speak on it.
It's a great... Anyway. So what I want to say about Amari, honey, she's 12, right? So she's young, she's impressionable, she's going to make mistakes and kind of make things a little bit far-fetched. That's what you do. I feel like she's at this private school in Virginia, right? So it's probably mostly white. She's probably one of the only black kids. And then she's got these free-flowing locks. It's not like the sister locks that are more, you know, smaller. You know, maybe I think she was teased about her hair. Mm-hmm. She was bullied by the white kids.
Yes.
But she probably does not like her hair.
Yeah.
Like, she probably just did not like her locks. I was looking at the pictures, and it didn't look like a bad cut. I think she probably cut them herself. And then her mom was, because I think her mom also has locks too. And her mom was probably like, what happened to your hair? You know, this is what we do. And then she was maybe scared. She's 12. You never know how her mom might actually be. And then she probably just started crying and was like, they're bullying me in school and they're calling my hair nappy, which is true, right? That's what they're saying. And then she, you know, because when you're young.
Yeah, because why would she just nappy at like.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's
and she probably was like, when you're a kid, you mess with stuff and you start messing with yourself, shaving areas you shouldn't shave. You know what I'm saying?
I 100% agree. I think that's a part of the story. I think that she was being teased. I think that's a big part of the story. But I do think that in her mind, she didn't want to probably leave the school as well. So the only way to probably leave the school, she was thinking, was to fabricate this story. Now, we all know in a black household, 12 years old is not the age to where you really make the decisions as far as what your hair look like. So I do agree that her mom probably told her, this is the hairstyle you're going to wear. This is what I wear, so you're going to look like me.
Yeah,
and where's the problem?
And yeah, she's still a kid too, so it's not like she can have.
I had a girl that literally wore the bobos, the little ball.
Oh, that was me. Yes, we said bobos too.
Yeah,
the little knockers.
Yeah,
see, y'all said knockers.
She wore those up until ninth grade.
Huh?
Gentlemen,
you know what?
I knew a girl that her hair looked crazy.
Like, I don't mean this in a mean way, but I was just like.
Ninth grade was the first year that she came like into high school like without the bobos. I kid you not.
I'm not even gonna talk about the plaits, and she had like the plaits, everything.
Plaits? I don't think
she had plaits.
I might even rock some plaits this weekend. So hold on.
But y'all know what bobos are, just to give y'all some type of visual. I hope all the black people on Black Twitter know. But like the string with the, you know, we might have some, you know, different people watching.
Knockers.
We say bobos.
Okay, okay, I see knockers. Okay.
But I never heard of that.
Bobos. We say bobos.
Wow.
I know, that's real.
But it's, but I still know what you're talking about, though, so it's crazy. Like,
she rocked in up until.
I'm just like, terminology.
Yeah, listen.
It's too much.
Somebody needs to grow up.
But, you know, just remember, like, she's 12, she's impressionable. I just feel like that's.
Absolutely. And also, too, obviously, Jussie Smollett was going to get brought up in this situation. We don't have a picture, but he addressed somebody in comments on Instagram saying, like, my situation was actual real life. I did not lie about it, which, as we all know, the black community feels like he has fabricated this entire story of him being robbed and beaten up and a hate crime against him. So, but let's not negate the fact that hate crimes actually do happen with black people and people of color in general. So we want to put that out there because a lot of ignorant people will take the situation and be like, oh, you know, and have a bias. Don't do it.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, but on to topic number two.
Wait, we're not going to talk about Jussie?
Jussie, I mean, where did this happen?
Because this is this not, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like this is his first
tweet.
Communication to the world.
Yes.
Well, in this way. Because he said things, but I feel like him just straight putting it out there, he hasn't done that. Just
but
like,
has he even posted
forward.
Besides like the LGBT
so he posted,
stuff?
So you know it's my man.
So segue to Jay Lamar. So tell us what it is.
So he actually posted in June. He posted like three, I think like June 1st, and then like mid-June, he did a post. He did a birthday post. His birthday is June 21st. He's a Cancer.
Okay, got all the facts.
Dude.
Cancers hide everything. That's right there.
Do you think so?
So hold on. Now we have to ask the question.
Oh, excuse me.
Wait a minute. I'm missing it all.
Sierra said, whoa.
Whoa.
I'm right, but whoa. Male Leos.
Oh,
I know, okay. I love Leos.
They are my friends.
Yes, I would say I love Leos.
Back to Jussie.
Okay. So do y'all believe Jussie's story or no?
No.
Sorry. I'm a little in between.
Okay, Jay Lamar.
I'm choosing no comment just for several reasons.
I plead the fifth.
But I think there is something.
He lied at least once.
There's something going on with that story. I believe Jesse. Jesse's a great person. He had no reason to do that. He's at the height of his career. He had no reason to do that.
Well,
I think before he got to the lies, he should have just told the truth at least about something, because there's at least one lie in there. But that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, because I personally think that it was something going on with the show. I think that there was some type of, I don't know, some situation in the behind the scenes that we just don't know about. But I won't give too much. okay, you know, because you just never know. People. Right. Ears watching.
Well, Jesse Smollett, we at Black Twitter love you.
We do.
We do. And we support you regardless, because, I mean, who gets off every other day? Not black people. Mm-hmm. Whether you did it or not. Bloop. What's Nene? Bloop. But yes, we're going to bloop on to this next topic. Beyonce says Blue Ivy is a culture icon. Sierra's going to tell us all about it.
Oh my goodness. So we know that Beyonce herself is a culture icon. So of course, it only makes sense.
Period.
But Blue Ivy, I'm just speaking how I feel it. I feel like it's only right that Blue Ivy is seated in that way as well. We have receipts to back up Blue Ivy's icon, you know, legacy. But wedding planner Veronica Morales, she actually had a problem with this because her company is called Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm. But the debate was, you know, I'm trying to call trademark Blue Ivy Carter, not Blue Ivy. Mm. So it's been a lot of difference, backlash in between that. So before I get into the tweets, what do you guys think? Like, do you think it really is that deep? Or something that could be resolved.
I don't know.
Because they're now going to trial for this. They're going about to go to trial.
I didn't know that she was... I thought it was just Blue Ivy. So now knowing that it's Blue Ivy Carter that she's trying to do... Oh, okay. Yeah. Totally. If it would have been Blue Ivy the company, then yeah, I would have been like, Beyonce, come on.
Exactly. I was surprised she knew that sooner, because when the twins were born, that's how we found out their names. Mm. She actually, like... The moment they were born, the trademark showed up.
She learned from that lesson. Too,
yeah. But I'm surprised it took this long for her to trademark Blue Ivy Cardi.
Well, it was her first child. I think she was just like, okay, let's do it. And then before you know it, it's like this and company. But yeah, go ahead.
Because she tried to kick off everything. I feel like she kicked off the trademark.
Because remember somebody said that, or are you going to talk about that? I'm sorry.
Which part?
The store in...
BGK?
The store in New Orleans.
Oh no!
Okay. So
I got some of nothing.
Yeah, there was a store in New Orleans that was called Beyonce, and Beyonce actually had them, because she trademarked her name. She actually had them change it to just Beyonce.
Good night. She should have trademarked Beyonce too. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I get it.
Wow.
So Beyonce must be like a popular name. She's down there.
Yeah, that's the she's only Creole.
I mean, that's her name. Does have any behind it? Yeah, I remember.
Well, her cousin named Beyonce. I think it's like maybe it's a popular Creole name.
That's the maiden name of Tina.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Beyonce.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That Beyonce. Sounds right. That means right.
Pronounce it again.
Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Beyonce. Well, speaking of the issue, so Beyonce, we know she's shady. She can be a little shady. She's quiet, but she's shady. So she actually said her words, a small business with just 3 regional offices and a handful of employees with weak online presence and poorly subscribed social media accounts. So, I mean, even though...
Who said that? Beyonce, in her lawsuit, she said that.
I mean, yeah, because this is going on in the lawsuit. They're really about to go on trial, and it's kind of like, you know, she's... But the lady really trying to knock her down. They're trying to say she's trying to use it as publicity. You know, I'm trying to do Blue Ivy Carter. You're trying to make this about you. Mm. And it's said that she tried to offer the lady $10 million for her store, and the lady was like,
good night.
No. So it's really a lot going on with this. And
I would have took that $10 million.
You want these racks and these hangers, too?
For real.
Girl, you have all this.
Right. But if she was smart, then she probably would have been like, no, I
Beyonce
want more.
Beyonce, make a pop-up shop. Do it. No. I take it.
To me.
Would you guys give it up if this was you?
Yeah.
Girl, Beyonce can offer me $500,000.
You know what?
Nah, I'm going to fight. We're going to keep going up.
Right, no, because I need these student loans. But no, I don't know. It depends on what the value of the name was for me. Like, if it was something really deep, then I probably would fight with Beyonce, depending on what it was. But if it was something like, I just thought of this, I'd be like, girl, okay, I'll take the $10 million, plus put me on your marketing team.
But I think the reason why it looks, I feel like why the lady keeps trying to push it, because they also said that she threw a sale on her Blue Ivy's birthday. So it's like she keeps doing stuff and like giving it. Exactly. So they feel like she's trying to keep her name out and get publicity. So that's why it seems like sketch. Like, you turned down $10 million, but you keep doing other stuff to get your name out. And it's kind of like, have y'all heard of Blue Ivy?
That's place. Too much.
So it's kind of like, I mean, I'm just being honest. So, I mean, this is not going back and forth, but we have some tweets to show what the people think. Because, you know,
I always tweet. Got something to think. Run me that 10 million.
So we have Alana Simone. She says, I love me some Beyonce, but honestly, that woman had her business long before Blue Ivy came along. It's not fair for her to lose everything that she worked for. So she's actually backing up Veronica Morales, which is, you know, the owner of the wedding.
But wait a minute. Don't you, like, pray for these moments to happen? As an entrepreneur myself, I pray for somebody to come in and say, I want to purchase your business. Because guess what? That means I profited off of it. I don't have to worry about no overhead or nothing. So if somebody came in and told me they wanted to purchase my matchmaking company for $10 million, I feel like that's a blessing, because
I at least just want 10% of the profits.
Yeah.
After?
Yeah.
I mean, we never know.
She probably offered that.
Because what kind of store is it?
It's a wedding for wedding gowns.
But that's the point.
But $10 million to me in a wedding gown store, I mean, it would take her probably 20 years to make $10 million off a wedding gown.
Maybe she's just trying to get more. She's trying to get 20 mil.
She's feeding off the name, honey. I'm just telling.
$20 million in New Orleans. Where's the store at?
Oh, the good question. I'm not sure where
the store is. I'm acting like a listener.
Look, I don't know where listen. I don't know what it is. But we have 10 letters deep. She actually is the opposite. So she's saying Beyonce ain't wrong for trademarking her baby's name. Mm-hmm. Rumi and Search trademark will file before they were even born. That lady has been making money off the notoriety of Blue Ivy Carter since she was born, only seen a spike in business after her birth and people finding her online. So basically she's saying Blue Ivy been popping. It's only right to get her trademark. So I feel like there's always two sides to all these stories, but what do you guys feel?
I feel like these are rich people problems. I hope I have them one day.
I love it.
No, seriously.
I'm here for it.
No, I'm here for it, too. I'm just saying,
I support it. I support it. It's just...
I can't wait to... When I get home, I'm going to Google this lady. I want to see how much she's worth. Like, see how she's living. See if, like, she has a $10 million home or whatever. Because to me, if somebody's offering you that much money... Mm-hmm. Why would you not take it? Yeah, like you said, Jamie, 15, you give me 12, right. I won.
Right, let's just keep settling. But, okay, I don't know if I would consider Blue Ivy a cultural icon. Right. I think that social media and fans will be like, oh, we'll make her into that. But was she a cultural icon? We all were talking about her hair, calling it nappy and saying that it was unkempt. Mm. Like, keep the same energy.
Okay, because I have something for that. So they also said that Blue Ivy Carter is a cultural icon who has been described as a mini-style star and has been celebrated for her fashion moments over the years. So they're trying to put her as a fashion icon out there in the world.
Stop it.
As a listen, this is what the people saying, and that she has significantly achieved a certain amount of fame. So at a young age,
I do think that she is on the verge of being a cultural icon.
On the verge,
when
preteens. If we're being real, Blue Ivy Carter is not a cultural icon.
I can look at it like
right
this
now.
Though. Look at the royal couple. Think of William and what's his brother? William and Henry. What's his name? Not Henry.
Who are you talking about?
Princess Diana boys.
William and Harry.
Yeah. William and Harry. Yeah, think about them. When they were born, they were like considered like cultural
icons. Well, they're
icons.
Already a part of a culture, though. I mean, they are. Well, I wouldn't say
that's royalty.
Who's at the head of our culture? The head of our culture is.
I know, and that's okay. Touche. Yeah. I think it's hard for you to say that this baby that's born out of just being Beyonce's kid mm-hmm. is a cultural icon because they haven't influenced our culture in any way other than you being Beyonce's daughter.
Right.
So I think that's...
Her parents have influenced the culture, so...
But that's what I'm saying, but that's the argument that the trademark people could make is that you're a product of your parents and they are a cultural icon.
But when you think about royalty, the royalty...
She hasn't done anything. That's like the royalty...
Her family
I think they're trying to say, what is going to be the argument? Like, okay, so you want to trademark Blue Ivy Carter, cool, but why?
And she's still a child.
I don't think that
goes... No, I'm not saying... I'm just speaking on why I feel like what people would say, like they're saying.
But you don't think that she's going to make $1 billion? Possibly.
Who, Blue?
Blue Ivy.
I'm sure she will eventually. But again, like, when I think of, like, if we're going to go cultural icon and go, let's just say to...
what culture, just black culture? Or the diaspora of black people? Because Africans, I'm sure, don't know who Blue Ivy Carter is.
I'm Africa, they don't know who Beyonce is?
I mean,
there are some Africans who didn't know who Beyonce was. She has it in a documentary. There are some people in the world who don't know
who
Beyonce is.
What's your name? She's like, Beyonce.
Where? In Africa?
In Africa. Like, she knew that in her Who Run the World documentary. It literally shows Africans saying, I'm just here to be your coach.
Yeah.
Like, do they have, or do they not have radios?
I don't know, Jayla Marr,
nice parts, rich parts of Africa. Yeah, they only publicize the poor parts, but it is nice, normal, rich parts.
Right, and some of them don't listen to Beyonce. That's what I'm saying. But thinking about, do you know every single African artist who's super popular in Africa? No.
No.
No, they don't play, they don't play that music.
They do.
As much over here as I would
they're
think.
They're trying.
But American, you wouldn't know because it's not your... I've been hearing this all.
Also, just to clarify, because I know we were like, oh, where's the Blue Ivy store at? It's in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. where, okay. You know, okay. Wisconsin.
Midwest. Wisconsin.
Girl.
Thank you for,
you know.
Don't do the Midwest.
I mean, she did say it's a hella small. White people. Beyonce said it's a small.
It's black people there, too.
It was very segregated,
but
though.
But $10 million in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is like
segregated
$1 billion.
And I think that's why she said, why are you trying to fight this little. And no shade to nobody's business. Let me just say that. But she's like, why are you trying to put up this Wisconsin small wedding place against my daughter? Legacy, like, really? So I think that's kind of...
But she's also dramatic. Like, celebrities get their thighs insured, like, all this stuff. I do it. But I'm just saying, it's like, they're dramatic.
Yeah, and I feel like this is surprising because it's Beyonce. You know, it's Beyonce. So, I mean, I wasn't, like, surprised, but I'm like, okay, let's
Who
see
is
how this
the
goes.
Most iconic figure of our generation?
Also, okay, let's also, just one more thing, because I know, think about it. That's like saying Michael Jackson's kids are iconic. No, they're not. What do you
wait, I don't think that he ever wanted his kids to be cultural icons.
But are they by default because they are Michael Jackson's kids?
I think I feel like if he would have placed them on a platform, like, it seems like Beyonce
like
was setting
kids,
her...
Right,
celebrity
setting,
parents do. But setting her up.
Yeah,
is
to
she
be.
Currently? That's the argument in the lawsuit.
See, the first,
or in
the first thing I said was, I don't think she's a cultural icon yet.
Right.
But
I agree. But I think in the future,
I think she's preparing and preserving that name.
Absolutely.
So that she can
be one.
Because
Beyonce is an argument icon. Let me talk about it.
Yeah, they're saying her argument is fashion, so that's why I said we'll see how this goes.
I can't.
In the, so, but they're in trial.
She can grow up and want to be a judge.
Northwest got that spot on fashion.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay.
Ooh. She does. Sorry about it.
I can't wait to see how they...
I feel so bad about the kids. But no, it's their parents. I mean, true, yes, it's the parents. But they're on trial, so we'll see. We'll keep you updated,
hopefully.
Not on trial? No, look, a hot mess.
They are.
I want to be a juror.
They're on the trial for this.
That's
so,
a good
look. Like, I was going to see which Blue Ivy takes this W.
Right. Okay, y'all. I'm glad that we...
I had to get off that topic.
Beyonce will put us in a whole conversation. We'll be here till next week.
We will.
Seriously, I'll
talk about Beyonce.
But yes, so a male high school senior was crowned homecoming royalty. Jay Lamar's going to tell us all about it.
That's a lot. So Memphis High School senior Brandon Allen wore a dress as he was crowned high homecoming royalty. So a lot of people has been talking about he was crowned homecoming queen, but he was actually crowned homecoming royalty. He just chose to wear a dress to
signify his right.
Yeah. So I haven't been able to dig up a lot about him, whether or not he identifies as a
right. There's not much
woman.
On it. Yeah.
Yeah, but he is also, you know, a 17-year-old child.
He's not binary, so, it sounds like.
Yeah. So but it's interesting to see the comments and people talk about him. I put some tweet up about the young girl who was actually right alongside him.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go to that tweet of that girl that was behind him, look at her face, y'all.
She's over it.
She was over it and she was upset.
She was like,
I got ideas.
Now,
go ahead.
Please. Now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I get it. I get both sides of this conversation, and I think it's unfortunate because women in particular, cisgender women, are being shut out of this conversation of trans issues and LGBTQ issues. And I think that it's not fair because, for instance, with this, I have no problem with the homecoming royalty, but for you to take away queen and king is when I have an issue.
Yeah.
Have all
exactly.
three.
Exactly.
I agree 100% with that. As somebody that's part of the LGBTQ community, I thoroughly believe in equality for all. That includes you as a heterosexual and me as a same gender loving person.
Right.
I do think that they should have all three categories, a prom king, a prom queen, and a prom royalty.
Right.
Somebody that doesn't just identify as one particular gender.
Yeah. Right.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. Jamie, why you looking like that?
Sorry. Because, first of all, her face, it's like, I can feel it through the picture. Mm-hmm. She is just, like, not having it. Like Rocky said, I see both sides. When I saw this picture, guys, of this this guy, who, I think that he identifies as a male, forgive me, but I'm just going to go
from that. I mean, he does.
And he's wearing a dress. You guys, I literally thought it was, like, a bad joke.
Okay.
Because I was like, is the trans community about to go up in arms about this? Because how dare he, right? And you know,
He was playing a joke on everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. Because, and granted, I know some people might say, oh, well, you know, don't clock him, blah, 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 or her, whatever. You're going to put in some sort of effort. Whether you have natural short hair, he could have used EcoStyler gel, some highlight, and some eyeliner, and a little lip, and that I would have been like, okay. And he could have still been like a little natural.
Well,
he did nothing.
Let's go to Black Twitter. They said the same thing. They said, baby, you could have dressed up.
No contact lenses.
They said, baby, you could have dressed up. Even there were girls and like guys dressing like, dang, I feel the same way. Like, he could have put in some effort.
Exactly.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about it until I read the tweet I sent you guys earlier. I was like, okay, you're trying to be a royalty of a homecoming. You need to look like something, regardless of your sex or whatever you go by. So, I agree with that.
If my son came home to me and said that I want to identify as a woman, you about to be the baddest one up in that high school.
How old, though?
It don't matter what age.
So, okay, all right.
It don't matter what age. I mean, I can't. I've had that feeling like I like men at a certain age, but I don't know what it feels like to feel like I'm trapped in the wrong body. So right. I would never be ignorant enough to say, are you sure? It would just be like, if that's how you feel.
I wouldn't be like, are you sure? I'd be like, you can do what you want, but like, mm-hmm. as far as like surgeries, when you get a job, you can pay for that. I'm not paying for it.
You're too young. I feel like your mom shouldn't even go there at that age.
Well, I don't know, because at 12 and 13 years old, but y'all got to think, these kids are a lot more mature than we were. At 12 and 13 years old, you know,
I don't know about maturity. They just might be aware of more. I don't think they're more
mature. They're exposed more, so they know more. They have more knowledge.
Because a lot of them are at 12 and 13.
They are younger than that.
They're wanting to, you know,
to start that transition right away.
Yeah, they want the breasts. They want.
Homegirl, she has like a small docuseries that's on YouTube.
I don't.
Probably, and she loves mermaids. I can't think of her name. Young girl.
Start with a J.
Jasmine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was really the first young child that mm-hmm. came out and was like, look, she was like five.
She was young.
Yeah, she was like 5 years old when she told her parents, this is not me. This is not who I don't feel comfortable. And she started taking hormones, I believe, as soon as that became like
her
thing.
Early teenage years.
They didn't allow her to do
the full, because she did do the full surgery.
Right.
They didn't allow her to do it until after she was
18.
Like that. 18, because I know that's like an emotional process, surgeries mm-hmm. and all that. I'm not paying for that. Like, if you want to pay for that after you're 18 and legal, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're going to have the coins. But so even right. with you being a wealthy parent, you still wouldn't spend that money.
We'll see, because who knows? Maybe I'll change my mind. I'd be like, okay, well, here's a little song.
I always mm-hmm. say you never know until you're in that situation.
Yeah, that's true.
I say that for everything. I just don't know nothing about. I'm like, well, sure, I can't say anything because you never know.
Well, I mean, I think it's okay. Like, also bring up the conversation on both sides. Like, I think the members of the LGBTQ community have to understand that we're not at a place in this time where everyone understands. So dragging someone, like, for me, I'm not taking sides with Kevin Hart, but understanding that that is how people have been conditioned to think for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have to create conversations where there can be an understanding. Because if you're only saying, you should know this, the same white people, take those moments to educate people if you have time, and it's not your responsibility to educate someone because Google is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that creating conversation instead of conflict and no resolution, it just continues a cycle of you just, it's
I feel
not
like
com-
and being
it.
Different than other people, you have to have patience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
I
just being gay, I don't expect every man that I run across to understand it.
Yeah.
But then I have a conversation with a man, and then they're like, oh my God, I've never met a gay guy like you.
Right.
And it's like, okay.
Right.
It's changing their mindset that gay looks so many different ways.
Right. You have to be open to people asking questions. People get so upset when you ask a question or have a different opinion that you can't have a conversation these days because
exactly.
everyone's so hypersensitive. And you have to just say F it. Like, mm-hmm. say what you mean, stand 10 toes down, and it is what it is.
We have to remember that an opinion isn't a fact.
Right.
Thank you.
And everybody's allowed to feel different. So it's kind of like, if you don't, like you said, if you don't accept that, how will you ever gain anything?
Exactly.
From it.
Ever.
I would love to see them do like an ABC interview on this, the prime royalty winner, Brandon Allen, because I want to see
how he feels about
this new spotlight. And one of my friends grew up in Memphis, and he was like, this is completely crazy for me.
Yeah.
Even like, okay, so our favorite growing up, we had a favorite judge on TV. Everybody had Judge Joe Brown.
Joe Brown, baby.
Y'all, Judge Joe
Brown.
That's
an old school brother.
I watched
brother
it with my grandma.
Y'all.
What
he said.
Judge Joe Brown is like low-key, allegedly, like homophobic.
I could
old black man from the South.
So let's go to one of his tweets. He said, I'm embarrassed that I have spoken to the assemblies there. I solved my conscience by remembering that few, if many, current students were there when I spoke to them last. He went on in another tweet to say, sometimes I'm embarrassed to live in Memphis. The signs leading to this have become more and more obvious. Fortunately, there are still some decent people living here. So, and some of his tweets I couldn't post. I mean, I couldn't, like, send in because they were, like, him talking about what homosexuality is and how heterosexual people are more attacked than homosexual people.
He needs to cut it out. So, because, first of all, what didn't he have a sex tape? It's a lot. If y'all look up Judge Joe Brown yeah. got all types of sexual harassment and all types of weird stuff going on.
It is so
Judge Joe Brown, you judge yourself.
Did he go to jail for himself? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Judge, like,
exactly. He got all types of TMZ videos.
People that point the finger... It's so interesting when it comes, especially when it comes to homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
They point the finger and say, okay, homosexuality is a sin. In your mind, if that's a sin, what about everything else that you do?
Exactly.
Because if God says we all sin. Because
if you read the Bible, they say you sin daily. So if that's a sin that, if you think it's a sin and somebody else takes it on, why is it your business?
Well, and even better, like, why would someone, if I choose to be gay, why would I choose to be oppressed? Why would I choose to live in this life where I could be killed, I could be raped and abused? Why would I choose
exactly.
that? Why would I choose that?
Yeah.
And did you choose to be heterosexual?
Yeah.
Like that, I don't get it. Like, there's no logic.
And
but,
if you read the word, that's Old Testament. We transition. We New Testament.
I think right. a lot of it is like Rocky said, we're just groomed to believe a certain thing.
Yeah.
Our minds are, we're just used to that. And I feel like we just have to be open-minded to ever get across the point.
Yeah.
And the way people are now... It's gonna be tough.
Especially places like Memphis.
It's gonna take time for sure.
That's
but
the
it's
Bible
like,
Belt city.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. People just have to mind your business. You just have to it's hard to say, but you just have to mind your business.
Well, you being from the country, from the South,
yeah.
How was homosexuality taken there? How was it perceived? Like,
honestly, I've been around at a young age, I've been around a lot of gay dudes in my life.
But are you from a big city?
Dallas.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Well, I didn't never saw it from a male perspective as much, but from what I seen and from what I got from women, it wasn't. We didn't treat them badly.
We didn't look at them differently.
Mm-hmm. We were just like, I think they're the coolest people ever. So
right.
It's kind of like, okay, cool, we rock with it. So I feel like every place is different, but it's all about the person to be open-minded to accept that. But some places are used to seeing things like that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the Midwest, because we didn't see it.
And black women do it all the time.
And we saw it a lot. Right. So it's like, I just feel like...
When I came out, that was one of the things my mom had said. She was like, you've never been around that, so how do you know? And it was like...
Well, that's how you really should know.
That's how I really should know. Like, I had one gay cousin growing up, but I wasn't... He was older. He was like 20 years older than me, so I was never around him. So it was like, I never knew what gay looked like.
Right.
And it wasn't a lot of it on TV. We had Karamo.
Right.
Stop. I'm not about
and
to
he wasn't...
It.
He was the only one.
Well...
He was the only... Right. As far as we know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
All right. But, you know...
Come to find out. Well, go ahead. Next topic!
Good night.
I cannot deal, next topic. We're running out of time, but we're going to run through it really quick, because this is so excited. I know. K. Michelle drags Nicole Murphy. Jamie, tell us all about it.
Ooh. This bitch done shook the table.
And I had to always do. I had to say it, okay? Don't shake unless you're ready to get shook.
Is she from Atlanta or Memphis?
Memphis.
She's from Memphis.
There we go.
Memphis.
Yes.
Come on. Stuck on
baby,
Memphis
she claims
today.
That. Memphis, we know.
So we all love K. Michelle. She's always going to speak her mind, you know, no matter what the topic is. But she went in on Nicole Murphy, y'all. She went on Atlanta's V103 station with Derek Jackson, and she was just saying how disgusted she was with Nicole Murphy. Nicole was on Wendy's show, and she was saying how social media was the ones who, you know, boosted up this story, blah, blah, blah.
And lied on the show.
She was a little back and forth.
She had that double picture. When Wendy pulled out that double, I was like...
She didn't know what to say. She said, here's the hand. First of all, is this the 90s? Like, who does this anymore?
Now I'm finna go watch the episode.
What you should.
Girl, it's good.
I really am.
Wendy be getting the tea.
She did. I was really proud of Wendy. I was like, yes, Wendy, you better ask those questions. Like, how do you know her? Saying that she didn't know Layla Rashawn, right? So, of course, B. Scott. I don't know if you guys remember B. Scott from YouTube.
Yes.
Trollop. He says Nicole Murphy is a lying scallywag, and she did release a statement because she said that Antoine Fuqua is a family friend, quote. Well, he brought the receipts. He actually texted her saying, hey, love, this is B. Scott. Let me know if there's anything I can assist with clarifying the pictures that hit the internet today. And she said, Antoine and I are just family friends. I ran into him in Italy, and we exchanged a friendly hello, and that was it. lies because she said the opposite on the Wendy show.
We've seen the opposite.
And exactly.
And what's the behind story is that Fuqua is married to the actress
Layla Rishan.
Layla Rishan.
Right.
From Waiting
That's
to
what
Exit.
Right. That's what made her so gang. Big. That's
exactly.
What
she just, and she did, I mean, she did gain some weight. Nicole was like, yeah, you know, you gotta keep that diet together, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, K. Michelle, she said, you're disgusting. You're wrong for that. You're the type of woman that lets these men be evil. They gotta have some help. And women like you are the type of that help. Okay, so I agree. What do y'all think?
K. Michelle actually just did an interview basically talking about men. Like, I don't know if y'all seen
yes,
that. But
men
yeah.
lie.
Yeah. Yes. So she already feel that way. She's feel like, sis, you're not helping the women at all.
No.
And I agree. That's trifling. I'm sorry.
I would have taken the comments differently if it was delivered by a different person.
What do you mean?
Oh, no. You talking about that. Wait, you talking about from...
If it wasn't K. Michelle, he would have received it better.
I would have received a different one, K. Michelle.
Because she's talking about black women, too. Because she said, oh, Nicole, you're out here dragging a black woman, you know, another black woman. But it's like, you also have done that on reality TV.
And well, I mean, but right is right and wrong is wrong.
I'm sure I can Google K. Michelle messing with somebody's man.
But that's what Nicole was saying. You can find anything on the internet. The internet just make up anything. Girl, right. Well, you kissed him twice.
Finn's okay. Like, yeah, it was pictures. After that, it's like, you stop talking.
You was
just
a lie.
Yeah.
It's okay, girl. Mm-mm. It's fine.
I have,
divorce.
Like, and I feel like nowadays, it's social media. You can't blame, everything gonna get out. Just be real. You're in the eye, so it's like, just own it.
And you kind of already have
history.
I'd
rather you take it and look crazy than you lie. We get fact after fact, and you just sit there and just make it worse. Just tell the truth and let it be. You didn't care when you did it.
Period.
So just own up to it. So
right. That fake apology. Oh, darling.
Right.
I am so sorry. It was like, what?
Yeah.
Darling?
Yeah. Oh,
she could have left it at no comment.
Yeah,
she could have left it at no comment. Like, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, darling.
Right.
And I'm so sorry. Like, what? Oh, my gosh. She would have got rocked.
So everybody thinks she did it?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
There needs to be some papers filed.
With her
divorce.
Tight face. She's one of those girls that knows she's fine, so she's just like,
whatever.
How
yeah.
long have her and Eddie been divorced? I know it's been a minute, but divorced.
Oh, I know he's embarrassed.
Like 15
Which
years.
Which is perfect timing though. Because he just did the Dolomite carpet, so I'm like, is this for her to get more money because her last child with him is almost 18, or...
Because I heard she spent that money.
Because I'm sure that's embarrassing for him when he has a movie to promote, and then your ex-wife with your last name...
And I was going to ask, why does she still have his last name? I mean, I know how some people still use it, but like, why?
Andrea Kelly still has R. Kelly's last
name.
I think it's
a children thing. I think that if I was married to somebody and we divorced and our
kids
had
children.
Okay, but you're
rid of my name. The kid, baby. The kid keeps...
But I think I would keep... I would feel some attachment to my kids.
There are plenty of single moms that got different last names than their children. Like, I get it. It is a little different. But sign the papers. Bring in your ID.
You're back
don't
to you now. I just feel like that's kind of a...
What's her original
y'all don't
name?
Like it. I'm sorry. I don't like
all
that.
All right, child. Well.
We'll get off that topic.
Right. Well, we, you know, hey, we only have a few more we can do.
Shame on you.
So we got some just really quick mentions. So Shelly Ann becomes the fastest woman in the world again. She hasn't lost this 100... I forget what the M. Who did track?
Meter.
There we go. 100 meter race. she hasn't lost since 2015. She's now the fastest in the world again.
Wow.
And now she's the oldest woman and the first mom to ever win in a world or Olympic 100 meter title. That's she did awesome. This on Sunday with her family there in support. Real cute. And then also, too, Lil' Kim is going to be honored with the I Am Hip Hop Award at the BT Hip Hop Awards. You know,
yes.
We got to do Queen B, the original Queen B.
Oh, that's
anyway.
Going to be a good little bump.
It is going to be a And she, right, she got her album moves. Coming out. It's going to be so... And the biggest news that hit the everything, just the radio waves, the everything, is this man might be getting impeached. Might. Emphasis, highlight, underscore, underline, bold, italicized, might. Because who knows where this will go. Nancy, right. Nancy Pelosi and all her Aries glory announced that she would be launching an inquiry of impeachment into Donald Trump. It was because he was supposed to provide Ukraine military aid, which was worth $400 million in military aid, but he said he wasn't going to do it unless the Ukrainian president looked into Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son. When he held it back, he was bribing him, and they found out that he was. It's pretty much treason at this point. So, and now he's saying, like, it's going to be a civil war, too, if impeachment actually happens. He's crazy.
He is crazy.
He is nuts. And
his vocabulary is very limited.
Education limited. Thought he could just want to get a one and just change the whole world.
He thought he could.
It's delusional.
It's a mess.
Well, he never understood the judicial system in the first place. He never understood politics. He was a debater, and that's it.
Do you feel like he has helped America a little bit since he's become president? Like, all your biases aside. Because if
no,
so nothing my he has tax, done.
My
nothing
taxes
that
are
was
still high.
Other than
my taxes, I don't know.
There was something that he did that was cool.
Yeah, I can say I can't. It's one thing I will give him the benefit of the doubt on
because it was.
If you can't remember,
it was something about taxes or insurance. That's what it was. Was that we don't have to pay. It was I don't know what it is. It worked out for people who were just hitting 26 and they are now having to pay. Like, you don't have to pay insurance for other people or something like that. Yeah, it's something like that. He's pretty much doing everything. And I am mad about Cuba. I wanted to go to Cuba.
Wait, Trump. 26 for insurance? When so that was started by Obama.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Well, no, that's what I'm saying is he reversed it. It's now you don't have to pay a certain amount of money once you pay 20.
Oh,
once
okay.
You turn 26. Because I'm glad I got insurance for my job, but you know, it's hard out here for a pimp.
I was riding insurance. I turned 26. I was like, oh Lord.
But yeah, unfortunately, y'all, we didn't get to retweet or delete or the topic of the week because the topic of the week was real good, and I'm sure we
real
retweet
juicy.
Or delete.
Don't spill it. I can't wait.
I know. I'm excited. Well, it's in the rundown. We're gonna put another rundown.
Oh, I
but no, before we run out of time, my name is Rocky Harris. And you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on IG. I'm on there more at Jamie Gray, JAIMI.
Hey, guys. I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV and my Twitter at Sierra B Stafford. Go follow.
The time went so fast, but you guys can continue the conversation and follow me on all social media platforms at I am Jay Lamar.
All right. Everybody got some nice. All right. In 7, 6, 5. No, just see you. See y'all later. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.